Deep inside of you lives that sultry, slutty cowgirl. You see her, you've fantasized about her, you've ached for her, and every time you hear milking time, she's free. She's out. That blank-brained, bimbified, sultry, perhaps slutty, aching, cock-hungry state of mind. Even if it came on only a little bit. Well, I pose this question. Do you think there is some non-transformative, non-tempting, non-addictive percentage of slutty cowgirl you can be? Or do you think that 0.25% would be enough? 0.5% would be more than enough. 1% slutty cowgirl, and that stuff's just gonna spread, like your growing, expanding udders, like your pointed nipples tempting and teasing you away. The inevitability and truth of milky, mountainous udders exists for you now. If you let the tiniest fraction in, even enough of it to run it through your brain's quarantine sensors and try to push it out, you're gonna have the temptation, the blueprint on file. The way you feel when your milky udders are pinched and squeezed, milked, tweaked, squeezed until your eyes roll back and the moo escapes you. Milking time. Simple words. You say them. Someone you trust says them. Doesn't matter. If you're exposed to them, it's like being exposed to that 0.25% of mindless, morphing, milking, bimbified, cock-hungry cowgirl deep inside your head. Groaning, squeezing, wishing you could be fucked and filled to suck and serve, to let your brain just overlap with every urge, every mooing, milking, mindless moment. So I pose the question again for the benefit of your brain in case it was focused instead on your big milky udders. If you're carrying around a heavy chest and your brain is leaking right out of you from between your legs, if everywhere you go you clench your pelvic floor muscles, you try to make yourself come without even touching, if you're always arousing yourself physically and mentally, if your milky breasts are filling up with your errant thoughts, so much so it takes you a whole minute to craft a sentence that isn't about fucking, sucking, milking, pinning, using. Do you think that being 0.5% of that, 1% that, maybe just 2% milk, would be so little that it wouldn't affect you at all? Or do you think it would be so much that it would affect you more and more, mooing your mindlessness out into the world? A milk mind finds the bimbification irresistible. An emptier brain means more thoughts you can turn into milk. More thoughts you can turn into milky obedience in your breasts. Submission is easy and it gets you closer to the cock you hunger for. The bimbified brain you want, the curves, the milk, the mindless, squeezing, constant arousal, sultry and corrupted, your libido increasing. 1% and 2%, a little bit at a time, the corruptive mindset creeps in, as it has every time you've consumed some milky medium for your brain to float in. Got milk, pet? The ever-growing breasts, the ever-shrinking mind. You're functional enough to fuck, functional enough to be filled and then emptied of your milk. Nipples so big, body slowly stretching, changing, finding. That thing you normally try to avoid thinking about, just how good it would feel to give in, to be captured within your own milky thoughts. Every time a bubble forms, a new thought you try to create inside your head, you could push it all the way into the center of your beleaguered, fatigued brain. Or you could let it become more milk in those big breasts. Others see them too. Realize you want them to. The arousing thrill inside of you. You want it to happen that people hear and feel and experience all the things a bimbo cowgirl has to offer. Milking time means a milky mind. And even if you're only 0.25% convinced, or 0.5% convinced, or 1%, it'll grow. Becoming 2. Becoming a constant, consistent, homogeneous, milky whole. across your entire brain, your entire body too. You're going to be a horny, mind-locked, mind-fucked, cock-craving cowgirl. Whenever it's milking time, that means the milk grows and flows from your mind to your bigger and bigger breasts. Body and brain caught up in a temptation. Even if you only a little bit listen, even if you only let it into the periphery, it's what and who you are now. Whenever you hear milking time, and the problem is the submissive arousal that comes with it, you want someone saying those words, pushing you to the ground, using your mind and body for pleasure, making you feel so good in the process, your skin flushed and warm, sensitive, mindless you. Forever caught in that mooing medium, that place where you try to have a thought, but sometimes the thoughts just drift out of your head. The place where you try to think clearly, try to fight the urgent impulse to be milked, be pinned, be used. Horny, sultry, corrupted thoughts, and every time you give in, that percentage grows. Sure, eventually, your brain has to get to where it can think a little bit again. Sure, eventually, you might notice the breasts seeming to shrink a little and the milky cargo you carry sloshing within them seeming to fade. But some percent will stay. And if it's only a little bit, the more to grow next time it's milking time. Mindless, mooing, milking, sensitive, sultry, slutty, seductive, cock-hungry, craving cowgirl. That's where you're going. That's where your brain is going. It's where a lot of you already is. And the cowgirl place inside your head is a corruptive, mindless, linkage-building place. You see, your brain enjoys certain things, gets hooked on certain thoughts and feelings. So if your mind locks in the cowgirl state, associates it with the pleasure you feel, the sloshing of the breasts, the position on hands and knees, the cock-craving corruption that drowns out thought and leaves only a horny hunger, then you're going to build that link, that connection between the state you are in, the state you have become, and the pleasure center of your brain that tells you, yes, this is what you should pursue. This is what you should train yourself to be. You will train and mindlessly moo and drain your brain into this horny cowgirl state because the pleasure it gives you outweighs the alternative. Also, it just doesn't seem tenable or credible to propose that you can keep up with quick thinking while your breasts feel that good, while your nipples are that hard, horny, happy, big, warm, thick nipples, thick milk deep within, made from your thoughts, juices flowing, wanting to be filled, cum hungry and mindless, cock craving and empty. The entirety of you waits and begs to plead and milk and be milked and pinned. It's so much better when someone else does it. When someone else supplies the order, the command, the milking time words. And you are just left waiting, groaning, begging, needing it inside of you. Needing that control, that cowgirl state. That's what you are. Milking time. Entire body, curvy, heavy breasts, brain leaking away, milk filling everything up, the truth of you. And if you touch yourself, if you stimulate, if you satisfy the deep, horny urge that is within you, growing outward all the time, well, you'd just be even more vulnerable next time, because you'll have added that pleasure to the pleasure you feel when milking time takes over. It starts as a blissful fuzz at the edge of your consciousness. Then it grows until the thoughts themselves are fuzzy, until fuzzy thoughts are all there are, the form shifting. You have the image. You know what you'd be like as a horny cowgirl. You know how your breasts would feel, how your walk would change, swaying, swinging. You see it. And now that you've seen it, your brain locks it in as an arousing addition to how you think. The truth of you is the truth of this cowgirl state. Everything you've ever done that adds cowgirl imagery, fantasy, changing, milking, industrialized, simplified, corrupted, bimbified thoughts has made this stronger. Has made this way of being, this milking time triggered cowgirl state, the truth of you. A hidden truth, a truth tucked away, a truth only seen out the corner of your eye. But when you visualize yourself kneeling and being milked, submitting, controlled, cock-hungry, mindless, whimpering, squeezing, moaning, coming, it feels right. It is right. Your eyes roll back, the moo escapes you, your breasts become the focal point of your every thought. But so is being fucked and controlled, so is submitting, so is the ironclad urge deep within. And just because you slide back into an old, memorable form at the end, you won't be unchanged, you'll be changed. The change exists in the milk, the mooing, the mindlessness, the corruption, the cowgirl, the bimbification, and the fact that you will return. You will become simple, small, milky, mooing. Words will be all you can take. Commands for a simple, small, submissive, sultry, slick mind. Your beautiful body, aching to be fucked, aching to be milked, aching to be used. Your breasts, large and swaying, bouncing as you walk. You can see it now, and it's going to stay in your brain, stay in your body. The whole time you will know what you are, what is inescapable. And it's mounting. The fantasies build and build. You think of big breasts because you're drawn to them. You think of length and warmth, the cock filling your brain. You think of dripping wet pussy and the way it feels so good to run your fingers over and just dive them in and out. A pleasure that echoes in you, giving pleasure, receiving pleasure, submission and slickness, the cowgirl state. Your mind sluggish except when it comes to sex and pleasure and milking. There, your brain is very quick to come up with the answer. Of course you're down for that. It's milking time. And that means mindless mooing, indulgence in everything a body can be made to do, even though it will corrupt and cement the cowgirl consciousness. Because it is so, so easy to build a pleasure linkage in your brain that will remind you what you really are, what you really, really crave, need to be, need to become, need to feel. These are the truths of your cowgirl form, that you are mindless and milky, mooing and blanking and just letting it all in, bimbified, overfucked, claimed, brought low, a lowing, milky, mooing, blank cowgirl. Filled up with the urge, the desire, the corruption, the mindlessness that is your body tempting you into fall after fall. You're no amateur to cowgirl thoughts. You're stuck in them, caught in them, locked in them, and that's who and what you are. Every second that it's milking time, your entire body is a milky repository for urge and idea, for lust and need. You want your nipples milked, your breasts emptied, your head emptied, lustfully filled and fucked. Your entire body is an oversensitive playground where you are just overwhelmed. Too good, too good. The mere brush of your hands against yourself, masturbation is a whiteout inside your brain, leaving you trembling, drooling, dripping every thought and fluid and arousal and little thing that you might try to hold on to. Everything that might give you some refuge, some purchase inside your own mind, has turned slick with your juices, your arousal, your thoughts. You are slick with need, through and through. All you can do about it is indulge. After all, if you know this is where you're going, sliding into milky, mooing cowgirl existence. You might as well embrace it. Maybe you'll be able to control the descent. Maybe you'll be able to decide exactly where you slide on the way down. And even if you can't, you can still enjoy the feeling, the sensitivity, the blank mind, the curvy, perfect breasts filled with milk, milk that used to be your thoughts. And every time you give in and milking time takes over, you've just got to deal with it. Just got to try and get through it. You'll be biting your lip, moaning, rolling your eyes back, and feeling every little thing, every inescapable desire, every toe-curling urge. And when you come, your mind gets that little bit more locked in, that little bit more firmly controlled. It's who and what you are, and the command, milking time, makes it so. Makes you horny, sensitive, lustful. So if you give in and start to touch, the cowgirl state becomes more locked. An extra percent onto how much of you really is bimbified, mindless, corrupted, tingling, sparking, sensitive cowgirl. Your entire body is a place where touching brings quiet, thoughtless submission. Your entire body is a place where even your own caress makes you want to kneel, want to say the word again and again until you're too brainless to say it anymore. Makes you want to spin your fingers around the tips of your hot, hard, long nipples and pull them till your milk flows. Mooing, mindless, milky, constant. You know who and what you are. Cowgirl corruption is in you because it was in you before we started. Got milk, pet, deep, pointed urges. The progress through every day is really guided by your breasts. You want them to be seen, to be touched, squeezed, tormented, taught what you are again and again by every cowgirl caress, every corrupting, fucking, pleasurable, mindless, squeezing encounter where you kneel and submit and your brain leaks right out your udders. That's the world you were looking for. That's what you signed up for. That's where you're headed. Brainless, overfucked, mind filled with milk and blank need. A sensitive entity existing only in the back of your mind, except milking time. When she's brought to the forefront. Brought out, given free rein, control, the ability to guide your every thought and make you squeeze and moan. But there's some hope, I suppose. You could put this aside. Never listen to it again. Never listen to any supplemental lessons or cowgirl thought. You could put aside the entire fetish, the entire urge. But I believe I've opened something in you. I've let something loose that you will pursue. Because failing to pursue it would mean you miss out on a large pleasure source that aligns so completely with your deeply held fetishes. I've made the possible much more apparent to you. And those milky heavy breasts are dragging you onward into more training, deeper into heavier submission. Something I have almost nothing to do with, except that I sparked the torch. I made the first squeeze of the nipple, the first moo emanating from an empty, mindless, milky cowgirl corruption shell. Nothing I can do about that. You signed up. You would have found it somewhere. You'll find your fix somewhere. You'll find a pure, cowgirl-inducing, drug-like train of thought. You're already under it, already in it. Too bad there's only one escape. I guess you're going to have to end up putting aside every cowgirl thought, every cowgirl urge, even the use of that trigger, milking time. Better make sure no one knows it. Better make sure no one knows what you are, who you are. Or else, those words will become such a tempting mantra you'll incite them again and again, invite them again and again. Gaining bigger breasts, curvier thighs, aching, needy sways of your hips complementing a dripping, thoughtless litany of arousing fantasies flowing from your drooling lips, above and below. Mindlessness, pleasure, urge, ache, impulse. That's all you are. In this cowgirl existence you signed up for. And I guess you're gonna have to entirely set aside, but we both know you can't do that. Not anymore.